This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be involved with, but you've chosen this one, which I'd like to believe shows me how high your IQ is. Anyway, you know, I think it was last week, we were talking about, I guess we really did break the story, but not the way most people do. We broke the story on Representative Katie Hill. And it's been chugging along every day. And now it's gone to new heights. Now, yours truly chose not to go down the sexual pictures and the whole thing with the, what do they call that thing? It's a truple, you know? And truples, we talked about these years ago. Remember in Massachusetts when they had the, right after the Supreme Court upheld same-sex marriage, we had the first legal truple. And it was in Massachusetts, figured it'd be my home state to figure out how to make this happen. And a guy married a girl. By the way, on this show, we can still say that. Guy, girl, boy, girl, that kind of thing. Anyway, guy married a girl, and then what they did was they created a marriage contract, but they called it a unity contract between the other two / three. Each one of them had one with each other. So they all had the same rights. It was hilarious. And yours truly and others along my line of thinking said, it will not stop at same-sex marriage because it went from you can't tell me who to love to you can't tell me how many to love. And either the Americans were asleep at the wheel or you're good with this. Anyhow, so Representative Hill went along and, you know, truculent. Now, no surprise. You got AOC, the mayor, and may not have been having some kind of relations with her finance guy who apparently took off. Then you have Omar, who can't decide who she wants to marry or when, and doesn't believe that she has to get divorced or remarried, and apparently brothers are on the table, so to speak. You can marry anybody with a heartbeat. So we don't know who she's divorced from or with or whatever. And then you got Katie Hill, who decided, and listen, as I have said in my editorials, as I said on the show, you know, she wants to have relations, live with four other people, five other, six, whatever, two other, but it doesn't matter. None of my concern or my business. But when you start stepping over the line when it comes to ethics, you know, committees or the laws of Congress or the rules that you swear to live by, what you've taken an oath to do. And the story isn't over. It's far from over. She came out and denied it all today, which was the dumbest thing in the world to do because she's heard people say there are almost 600 text messages and pictures that were not stolen. Nobody broke into her machine. Nobody hacked her. Yeah, I'll go on record saying that. Nobody hacked her. You're seeing it all over the place right now. Now she's calling her husband This is beautiful, calling her husband abusive. Right now, again, if you want to get technical, but whatever is going on in her marriage, or now non-marriage, is to a degree none of our affair until she brings it to the table. And by saying she had an abusive husband, what that has to do with her relationships with the other people in her life, her sexual relationships, I have no idea. See, this, to me, this now is open and fair game by her coming out and saying that. I have seen me, in the immortal words of Shifty Schiff, okay, I have laid my two eyes on the text messages that directly show just the opposite. Shows Katie Hill as being the bully. It shows Katie Hill as being abusive towards her husband. So, again, it's one thing to say our relationship is our relationship, our divorce is our divorce. We're going through some things, but that's not public for public consumption. She made it public consumption. Now, I don't know Kenny. I have no relationship with Kenny. I've never been able to get him on the phone. I don't know the guy. I've seen pictures of him, and that's it. I have read the divorce papers. But it is rich, and I won't release them. At least not yet. It is rich for someone who's got a long line of text messages that show the opposite. On a regular basis, her telling him to deal with it. Now, I'll get into more specifics. As I told you last week, as the days go on. But the one today, right, was just classic. And she gives it, she says, you know, this is like, again, she's turning it into victimhood, which is what I was afraid of was going to happen when they started putting these pictures out. There was a text message from a female staffer who now she says, that female staffer who was in this relationship says it was abusive. She didn't like the way that Hill talked to her. She went on to say that, you know, she was embarrassed at times. And was upset with her. One of the messages, she goes on to say, babe, this is how they talk to you. And you know, this is like the young people talk to each other like this. Babe, I had a really unpleasant realization yesterday, and it's this. I'm terrified of pushing back against you or upsetting you. I have seen how you treat Kenny, and I think that if I cause any issues, even if I'm very worried about how you're acting, that you'll turn on me. All right? I mean, seriously, does this sound like a consensual relationship? Don't miss your host. Guess who joins us after the break? Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute. He'll shed some light on some of these laws. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. If you want to get text alerts to the show, it's really simple. Text TRS, right, to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me finish up. You know, we broke the story last week about Katie Hill and Red State also has, we are going on two different lanes with the same story, but Red State has also got this up there, and Politico came out with another piece tonight on this, and Katie Hill has denied all of this, even though we've got hundreds of emails, I mean hundreds of text messages and pictures and so on, and conversations. But the one I want to bring up before I bring on my guest is, Katie tried to blame it on her relationship with the abusive husband. And I will tell you, I don't know the man, but from what I've seen in those text messages, he is not the abusive one. And I'll leave it at that. And then she's denied that the relationship, you know, or she has said that the relationship with the staffer was consensual and there really weren't any issues. It was really all about her husband. But let me just read you one text from the staffer. She said, and this is the way they talk to each other. I already told you that, not how we talk to each other. She said, babe, I had a really unpleasant realization yesterday. Now, this is the staffer speaking to the congresswoman. And it is that I am terrified of pushing back against you or upsetting you. She says, I have seen how you treat Kenny, and I think that if I cause any issues, I'm just very worried about how you are acting and how quickly you decide you wouldn't want me in your life anymore. I hope I'm wrong, but that's not really a good way for a partnership to be. I hope you know that I'm telling you something I know you don't want to hear, but it's because it's really important that you just make your life, you don't make your life more difficult. All right? So, you know, you see the, and there's more and more of these as they go on. They're having, you know, conversations back and forth. Now, I don't bring that up just to say, hey, look what's going on. This is like not a 1970s soap opera. I bring this up to say is, why all the lying? I have a chapter in my book that says, why do they have to lie to win? Why do they have to cheat to win? It was an abusive relationship. She's right about that, but that's where it stops. It's with the staffer. It's with the people she says that she wants to be with and loves. And I just, but it goes against every one of the oaths that she took. And not just the oath of office, but to follow the ethics rules of the Congress, and she hasn't done that. Anyway, let me bring him on because I always enjoy when he's on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI, as I constantly refer to it as. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you.
always fun. I know I kind of threw a curveball at you with this one, but this is really interesting because when it first came out, there were a million ways to go with it. I decided not to go down the sexual promiscuity or the sexual orientation, whatever you want to call it, and stayed with the ethics issues. But this thing has blown up to the point where I'm kind of saying, hey, now that you've thrown it on the table, now that Representative Hill has said she's, as usual, responsible for nothing, then I think it's all fair game. So, man, this is just amazing. Brad, if this was a Republican male doing this to a female staffer, what would happen?
Oh, everything would break loose. They'd be forced to resign. There'd be actions, repercussions that they'd be facing. It wouldn't end with just resignation. You know, and yet, that's, I mean, these facts and the information to support it is, it's shocking. I frankly didn't think we were that degenerate in our society yet. I mean, it's just to see that take place, much less having it as a from a congressman that a congresswoman who is doing this, and it's just shocking.
Well, to another woman staffer, number one, because they're always screaming about how women are taken advantage of. All right, and here she is doing exactly that. But you know, the other thing that bothers me is this is now acceptable behavior. I want you to think about this. Ilhan Omar, okay, we don't even know who she's still married to or not married to. We don't know who she's divorced from. You know, did she divorce her brother? Didn't she? We don't know. Why isn't she being brought up on charges? Because, frankly, you know, she lied about being married to him to help him stay in the country or get in the country. The laws only apply to one side, apparently.
Right. And we're talking, once again, people need to realize, we're talking about, as I understand it, what's alleged is that there was a three-person relationship that the congresswoman had with her husband and also with this female staff worker in the same house with intimacy, sexual. I'm just flabbergasted that we would. And then what is really also surprising is that she hasn't come forward and said, I am wrong. I am ashamed. This is awful. I am sorry. I'm going to step down and get my life in gear, go to counseling, yada, yada. She's not saying any of that.
No, they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, because they don't see anything wrong. And the bigger picture is, this is what happens when we have a society where in the public schools and in the universities and the colleges, we have professors and teachers telling our kids there is nothing wrong. If it feels good, do it. Whatever you feel is it makes you feel good, that's fine. That's the ideology, the teaching. And then as we see that more and more in our society, we're going to see things like this play itself out. Mm-hmm. There is no limits. There is no restriction to what you do or how you or what you do to others or yourself in this regard. And it's and there are ramifications that society pays for this and that people play have to pay for this, including that staffer. So I think that's very unfortunate, and that she used her position in this way in a very degenerative way.
Yeah, I agree. And it's not a political attack. You know, they're trying to say it's a political attack, and it was a political operative, and it's such the Democrat strategy. It's like everybody else's fault but your own. No, to your point, I even said to somebody on the other side, I said, you know, if she had just came out and said, you know what, I had a few moments there. You know, I got elected. I was excited. I had all this stuff going on. I lost my mind for a couple of months there. I'm back in the groove, though. I'm working for the people. If she had gone down the road like that, it would have been a lot harder to come out against her. But when she comes out and she says, nope, didn't do anything wrong, that's all a lie, I'm moving forward, we need to impeach Trump. And it is just such the mantra. And you're going, hey, I have the proof. I have the evidence in my hands. Look at this. Yep, don't care.
Right. And I want to say, I'm not happy about this at all. I mean,
no.
I see you know, some in politics, you know, act like they're, oh, this is terrible, and really be happy. This is terrible, and I really hope she gets her life together.
A family broke up.
Forward.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, a husband and wife of 15 years broke up. Got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Brad Dacus will still be with us after the break. You'll listen to The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 17-year-old boy was shot and wounded Tuesday near a high school in Santa Rosa, California. Authorities say the suspect was safely removed from campus and taken into custody. Santa Rosa Police Captain John Cregan says officials believe this was an isolated incident.
There's no evidence to show that there was a threat to the other students on the campus. There was no evidence to suggest that there was plans for any further acts of violence. This appeared to be an impromptu incident that followed a verbal altercation fronting the school.
U.S. troops exiting Syria through Iraq will eventually make their way home. That's according to the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper provided the update Tuesday after a statement from the Iraqi military said that the U.S. troops do not have permission to stay in the country. Esper initially said the troops would relocate to western Iraq. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, thanks so much for being with us. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and the chat room and texting and tweeting and being involved, being engaged, doing the right thing. And that's basically what we want you to do. We just want you to do the right thing. Okay, so Brad Dinkins joins us. And, you know, as we talk about every Tuesday night, the legal issues that could or could not affect your life. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Just going to finish up real quick, on the Katie Hill issues. You know, the bottom line for me, Brad, is not all the sexual activity that's going on, if you will, although I don't agree with it. I don't agree, she doesn't understand what she's doing there. She doesn't understand that she's been sent there to do the people's business, not the party, or to be in a perpetual, you know, a frat party 24/7. But really, the damage that she's doing to herself when it comes to the alcohol and some other things that are going on, it's just craziness.
Yeah, this is several points here. One, this needs to be a wake-up call to a mainstream America. This is a snapshot of where we are, not just based on what she's done, but for how people in the media and the political realm are dealing with it from a moral perspective. That's very, very telling of where we are in a very disheartening way. Second, is I don't think people should be bitter at her. I think people need to be praying for her. She's got problems. She needs to step down, and she needs help. And I just hope that there's people in her life or around her that are able to come and encourage her and exhort her to address her issues and her problems, both mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yeah, if people don't realize, again, we have become so, in every way, drugs, sex, and everything has become just so promiscuous, so open, so whatever goes, that it's really causing some major problems in our society as a whole. You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's very telling of the trend that we see in America, and that should be a wake-up call. We can't deny the trend we're in, and and we need to see a change in that direction. And, that's what we see. And part of it is starting with our public schools and school choice and the purging taking place in our universities that is outrageous in terms of supporting far leftist worldview philosophies that precipitate this. Yes.
All right. So real quick, I want to hit on a story that I'm not so sure you might or might not be familiar with, but I think the basics Yeah, are you familiar with this father in Texas that just lost his case in Texas, that his 6-year-old son, or 7-year-old son now, that the mom, who is a psychologist, has decided that the son is really a girl, okay? And the dad is being forced now to help aid in the transition of the son from male to female. And this is going on in a lot of places across the country where you can't get them any help, you can't have them see a counselor, you can't do any of that stuff. I know that some people would say, well, you know, every state should be allowed to do what it wants to do, but, man, even doctors are the left to come out and going, no, stop, this isn't right. And can this, will this, should this make it to the Supreme Court?
I think it should. It'll probably make it in a different capacity where we're dealing with social workers mandating and demanding it against the will of both parents. That's what we at Pacific Justice Institute have been dealing with right now as we speak, a case just like that, where they're trying to force a minor to be taken from parents so that they can have this physically, this masochistic procedure done to physically and hormonally change this minor who has a lot of emotional and mental issues and permanently sterilize them. People need to realize when they have this done, it permanently sterilizes them from being able to have children moving forward. So it's wow. It's a very cruel, inhumane thing. And those that have it done, stats show very clearly that they will be dying of suicide most before the age of 30. Most before the age of 30. So this is very sad. It's very sick and. And I think society needs to call it out for what it is. It's a mental condition, gender identity dysphoria. And here's an interesting point is that most children at that age will work in the elementary school level. Over 70% will work through it and not have that mental condition by the time they're well into high school. So they're taking a permanent action on something that is most likely a temporary mental condition with no physical mandates or defects or anything like that dealing with this. So this is very, very cruel. And the fact our society is saying this is something that should be somehow protected and this father should be forced to give into it and support it is very telling as well.
Well, what's funny about this is, not funny, haha, but here's a situation is where the son has openly said that he fears his mom won't love him anymore if he doesn't become a girl. Now, you and I both know. Yeah, you and I both know someone who's been through this. Walt Heyer, remember? He talks about how his grandmother and his mother were more accepting of him when he acted like or presented himself as a female than a male. And you know, later on in life, he was miserable and he was sure this is why it was. He had the operation, found out that it changed absolutely nothing for him, and he suffered through that and still suffers through it today. And I think it's a big move for people to make for kids, and it just isn't right. Okay.
Right. You know, I even talked to a transgender activist who is a friend, and we visited a number of times about his past. And one thing he told me was that people think they're going to have this procedure and everything, all the pain's going to go away, they're going to feel great. And he says it's not true. And he acknowledged it, and he's now, as a female, looks as a female, has been operated on to be as a female, and he acknowledges every day the pain that he goes through. So I think we need to have, out of compassion and humanity, we need to really look at this seriously and not let this become swept as a political issue, but really be seen as a basic humanitarian issue and cruelty to human beings when this is taking place so nonchalantly and approved on by a judge.
Yeah, the judge thing scares me as a how one-sided this judge has been through the whole process. Anyway, let's move on to San Francisco politics.
Yes, I was not surprised, but somewhat disappointed to see the mayor of San Francisco come out and establish this blacklist stating that all states in the United States that have any restrictions at all on abortion are to be blacklisted, and that the city of San Francisco is not to do business with them, not to travel to those states, have an event. So, you know, if you've got some conference on dealing with human rights or humanity, whatever, San Francisco won't participate if you have it in one of those states that actually helps protect women's rights and the unborn. I say protect women's rights because these quote-unquote restrictions, they're dealing with, like, hey, 24-hour waiting periods, parental consent, requiring minors to get parental consent, requiring that, for example, a sonogram so that the woman can be informed and have informed consent, understand exactly what it is that she's aborting. These are consumer protection. These are women's rights to not be taken advantage of, and children's minors. San Francisco, it just shows you how twisted they are, that they want to punish these states for engaging in very reasonable humanitarian quote-unquote restrictions that don't just protect, say, the unborn, but by their face are protecting the person who's making a decision that's going to be impacting them and their conscience for the rest of their life as they make the decision whether or not to kill another person and prevent them from coming into the world.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it goes back to what they believe to be truth. And it's funny about it. This is fascism at its finest, is it not? I mean, this is the dictionary description of what fascism truly is. And yet they call us the fascists. Don't you find that just amusing?
Oh, yes. And frankly, I'm almost surprised that we don't see this passed by the state legislature for the whole state of California to make this kind of proclamation because of what I've seen pass the legislature and this governor. I would not be surprised if they actually try to follow San Francisco's lead, which would be
out
most
of control.
Unfortunate.
Out of there, out of control, really, seriously. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the, I love how the Fairness Act, is it? Or the Equal
the
Fairness
Equality
Act.
Act?
The Equality Act. Who could be against the Equality Act? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring him right back on. I so much enjoy when he's on with me. Brad Dacus joins me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Now, Brad, before we get lost in the next conversation, what is Pacific Justice? What's it do? How do people help you?
You bet. We're a nonprofit legal defense organization that defends religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life. We do it all over the country, United States. We're very unique, Joe, as you know, in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We're very unique that we make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road anywhere in the United States, whether it's in a territory in the South Pacific or in on Manhattan Island. That's what we do. We do it all without charge. We're very broad in the work that we do. And if people want to keep up with our cases and maybe support our work, they can go to our website, pji.org. And I'm going to warn them, when they receive our Legal Edge, our Legal Insider, they sign up for once a week, their eyes are going to be opened up. They're going to be very surprised when they see what's actually taking place. But they're also going to be encouraged when they see what we're doing about it and the successes we're having, even in some of the most hostile places when it comes to assaults on freedom and liberty.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me. I do these stories every night, and when I do them, I'm saying, oh, this can't be right. This has to be a story from The Onion, right? This can't be true. This really can't be happening, you know, in this country. We had a teacher, I just did a story about a teacher that was fired for using the wrong pronoun, right?
Right.
This is bad. This is not what it was meant to be. He's so much for freedom of speech, right? I mean, seriously. All right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Fairness Act, because by doing that, you know, sure, you may spread the thing all across the country, but the Fairness Act hit Congress.
The Equality Act.
I'm sorry. The Equality Act. Yes.
Yeah.
Not very but equal, though.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of similar that the name doesn't mean what it's supposed to. They're very similar that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they call it the Equality Act. It has already passed the House of Representatives. So when I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about some way-out bill that some wacko person somewhere came up with. This has already passed the House, and what your audience is about to hear is going to be very shocking and surprising to realize how dangerous this is, and to their lives and to the things that they believe in. Like, for example, first we'll start with small businesses. This Equality Act is going to penalize Americans and American businesses that don't affirm new sexual norms or gender ideology. A classic example was the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. That owner of that case won the case, but if this becomes law, that may not be the case. He would probably lose on the Equality Act, because this would force business owners, whether they like it or not, to compromise their faith and participate and use their businesses to promote things like gay weddings that may violate their beliefs. Once again, the people in these cases, the florist and the photographer, all these cases, they don't have any problem with selling products to gays. They don't want to participate in this religious ceremony called a gay wedding that violates their beliefs and sincere convictions. And they know it should have to give up their business in order to practice their faith in the United States of America. And that's what this would codify on a federal level, threatening the rights of every business owner. You know, we at Pacific Justice Institute have a training program called Faith in the Workplace to train business owners of their rights to live their faith through their company. It's free download from our website. But we're going to have to redo that if this becomes law. That's dealing with business owners. But, Joe, it also would deal with compelling speech. You just mentioned that. You know, the teacher, for example, the Virginia high school teacher, Peter,
right.
Lamming, who lost his job because he refuses, as a matter of conscience, to refer to a female student as to use a masculine pronoun for a female student. That this is, no, it violates my conscience. I can't do that. That's all. I'll call them by their first name. And they said, no, that's not good enough. You have to play along with a lie, even though you know it's a lie, or you lose your job. And he says, I cannot, because of my convictions, lie and engage in the deceptive practice that you're encouraging me to. He loses his job. That would be dictated and mandated across the United States if the Equality Act becomes law. So those are just two. Now, the third one, and of course, feel free to comment as we go through these. I don't want to,
I'm lost. I'm trying to figure out if the spaceship is coming back to take me home. You know, I mean, seriously, what am I doing here?
Well, it gets worse. It gets worse on this, Joe. It could also literally shut down charities. So foster care and adoption agencies, drug rehabilitation centers, homeless centers, they already face challenges under certain state and local policies regarding sexual orientation, gender identity. And yet what this is going to do is basically tell these adoption centers and others, foster families, saying, okay, no, you can't exist anymore. You can't have a Catholic adoption agency. You can't people of faith cannot be foster families because these new mandates are going to require you to put the kids in places adoptions as couples that may violate your faith regarding same-sex couples or transgender couples. And now, mind you, you know, do we want to have a society that has tolerance towards individuals? Yes. But do we want to force religious institutions that have religious purposes and convictions to have to change their faith in order to participate in the marketplace of community service? That's how hideous this is. It would shut down every ministry's ability, whether, you know, deal with homeless centers, drug rehabilitation centers, to be able to function if they have any kind of a deep religious commitment. And, of course, those centers are the ones who are actually the most successful statistically, are those that have underlying religious themes
and convictions.
Yeah, but if you're going to bring facts to the table, they don't want to play anymore. You know that, right? I mean, they're just interested.
Well, yeah, in fact, here's one stat. This would spell disaster for 437,500 children in foster care nationwide because, a federal sexual orientation and gender identity law would make this situation a national phenomenon and would imperil where they may be living right now and have to live elsewhere. So this is very real. We're going to see, the Hope Center, Soup Kitchen, downtown Soup Kitchen, Hope Center, is a classic example in Anchorage, Alaska. They'd have to, shut their doors. If they deal with abused, trafficked women, the fact they wouldn't let a man in there, they would have to shut their doors. So that's what the Equality Act passed by the majority in this House of Representatives, that's what it would mandate. And then the third thing. Fourth thing, this would allow more biological males to defeat girls in sports activities, turning Title IX on its head of the Civil Rights Act, which was there, as you know, to allow females to have soccer, female sports, so they can have an equal opportunity, right?
Right.
Well, no. This would allow males to say, I feel like I'm a female, and they may be sincere, okay, but it would allow them to compete with 10 times the testosterone and framework and capacity to have an unfair advantage and deny scholarships and opportunity to all these females.
But they're good at this. Listen, I just did a story about that, and the person who won was saying, I'm at a disadvantage. You don't know how hard it is to come here. You don't know how hard it is to take the ridicule you get from people, how they try to make you feel bad. I'm going, well, how do you think the girls feel after they spent their whole lives working out for this, trying out for this, doing the work it takes to get to the top, and then you show up with a different body mass, different muscle structure, different bone structure. You kick the crap out of them, which usually happens in every one of these sports, and you're the one that we should feel bad for? That's the sickness right there. Listen, one more. You got to hear this one.
One more?
No, I got one more for you. No, I got one more for you. You ready for this?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Meet the genderless trans alien. Did you hear about that one?
No.
What I want to know is why these doctors, why these psychologists haven't been arrested and put in jail yet. Okay? So this person was tagged with a mental illness that we call gender dysphoria, okay? Started off as a she, had the operation to become a he, then decided shortly after that operation that they really weren't of this world. That the reason they were having so much confusion was they really were an alien, okay? And that they needed to be treated as such. So this alien had its nipples removed, okay? And a whole bunch of other plastic surgery done, changed its name, and now has a, now people getting mad at me for calling it an it. That's what it wants to be called, because it is neither a he or she. Had so many changes to its body. 20 years ago, we would have actually helped this person. We would have brought them in for mental care. We would have helped them out. We would have got their meds right. Now what do? We help them along their crazy journey.
Yeah. Yeah, it's illogical, it's inhumane, and it violates the oath that physicians are to take, which is not to hurt or to harm the human body. And that's what they're doing. And so, speaking of medical professionals...
Go quick, you got 20 seconds. Quick.
Okay, this is going to compel Catholic hospitals, religious hospitals, to have to undergo transgender surgeries for people, even though it violates their beliefs. And it's also resulting in parents losing the custody of their children nationwide. If their child wants to change their gender, they don't want to give into it.
Yes.
It's horrific. It
is.
Yeah.
We'll stay up with you every week on the horrific stuff. Brad Dacus, thanks so much for doing what you do. Thanks for fighting the fights for us. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. God bless. Right.
You too. Hey, do we actually need another social media platform? I say yes. We'll talk more about it in the next hour. You listen to Real Side.